One of your top stories today, at least here in our neck of the woods, a mask mandate for Northwest Allen County schools will continue until mid-December at the earliest. That was a decision made Wednesday night. Last night at the most recent schools board meeting, the public was not allowed to attend it. Instead, they were told to join the meeting via YouTube. And as you know, NACS officials have already paused public comment for these meetings as well. They've assigned most of the blame for doing that to the Allen County Sheriff's Department. In fact, I recently had on NACS Superintendent Chris Himsel to clarify.
Well, at our previous meetings, we've had some escalation in the emotions, and the Allen County Police Department came to us and let us know that they thought some changes needed to be done to our meeting structure in order to create a safe environment, not only for the board members and those up on administrators, but also for the police officers and for the patrons who come and visit and observe our meetings.
Joining us live right now to talk about this pause on the public, we've got Allen County Sheriff's Deputy Troy Hirschberger. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
There's a lot to go through, so let's just start here. Did the department advise a pause on public comment at these meetings?
No. At no time has ACP mandated, directed Northwest Allen County School Board on how to conduct their meeting. It's strictly our responsibility to keep the peace and promote a secure environment for all. And as far as we're concerned, that is simply it.
Let me read the exact statement from NACS that they put out when they put this pause on public comment. And I'm also going to kind of add putting this pause on public attendance. If you want to consider YouTube a public place, I feel like that's debatable. But this was their exact statement. It says, "The Board of School Trustees for Northwest Allen County Schools is pausing public comment at its meetings pending the assessment, design, and implementation of an enhanced safety plan for its meeting due to safety concerns reported to the board by the Allen County Police Department." So, did the department then report at least any safety concerns? Did that actually happen?
Not that I'm aware of. There was some heated exchange at one of the board meetings a while back. We did make cited somebody into court that got into an area of the school that they were asked numerous times to leave. We made no physical arrest, but we did cite them into court because they wouldn't follow the direction of the officer at the scene. So heated exchanges, but as far as anything for the Sheriff's Department to have to step in and conduct any arrests, no.
Okay, so no laws or anything like that were broken, just for clarification.
The only thing that we cited for was a trespass order because somebody got into an area of the school that they were not supposed to be in, and they were asked numerous times to leave.
Are officers normally in attendance for these meetings when they are, in fact, held in a public place?
We have school resource officers assigned to Northwest Allen County Schools. And part of their responsibility when they're working the schools for the school system is to keep that safety, security, the peace, the order, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. School board meetings, they hired officers part-time on the side to do that.
I don't want to put you in a bad position, but I feel like I need to ask this question. Where is it coming from then with NACS saying they are implementing this pause due to recommendations by the Allen County Police Department? Do you know where that's coming from?
No, I don't, because I know we had a captain and a deputy chief go and meet and talk with them and explain that, you know, it wasn't our place for to tell the board how to conduct their meetings, but for the board to gain control of the situation. And so things didn't get out of hand. So at this point, we want to work with Northwest Allen County Schools. We want to work with the public. We want people to be able to express their concerns and their opinions. In the end of the day, we want everybody to do it peacefully and with order. So in the end of the day, that's our role. That's our job, is to maintain that safety, that security, and the order within the structure of the meeting.
Well, speaking of working with them, moving forward, does the Allen County Sheriff's Department have any role in assessing, designing, or implementing an enhanced safety plan for the NACS school board meetings, as their statement says?
At this point, we've never really been involved in their school board meetings. again, we're probably going to have to facilitate another meeting. So we're all on the same page
right.
here. And moving forward, again, it's not the Sheriff's Department's role then to dictate how Northwest Allen County Schools Board runs their meeting.
You know, I'm not often speechless, but I think this morning I might just be a little speechless. I so appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
That's Allen County Sheriff's Deputy Troy Hershberger joining us here on WoWo. And just so you're armed with the facts, WoWo Land, and to all my NACS parents out there, Indiana's open door law does not require school boards to allow public comment, okay? But they do mandate the schools board have public meetings, that their meetings are done in public. I question you two being a public place. What if a parent or a guardian doesn't have access to YouTube? What if they don't even know how to use it? I know my grandmother wouldn't know how to use YouTube. I know my mom wouldn't know how to use YouTube. What if folks don't have reliable internet? You want to talk about safety concerns. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. When you take away someone's right to speak, you're almost daring them to do something drastic to make their voices heard. You're playing with fire when you silence people.
Podcasts by Federated Media.